What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Lots of stuff going on out there, Lee.
Like, yes, there is.
Nearly half of $700 billion worth of homes for sale have gone stale as sellers outnumber buyers by 500,000. You're watching, this is exactly what happened in the real estate crash of 2005. You're watching, it started in Florida back then. It looks like it is now too. Homes in Florida have lost 1.7% of their value. You're seeing some of that in the Greenville area here too. This is one of the strongest housing markets in the country, and yet home values are down. If you started off with a home in the $300,000 to $450,000 range, you're looking at about a $50,000 decrease in about the last 6 months. So the market is definitely softening up. I mean, you're looking at, and part of it, I think, is people pulling back, but part of it is, 7% mortgage rate.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. If it's not so much a supply issue as it is the interest rate issue, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's a big part of it. And as people can't afford the interest rate, sellers are having to bust the price down, and that's continuing to happen. I mean, you go past the big, beautiful bill, this is not going to change. We're not going to have mortgage rates come down. So we're seeing some of the air start to come out of the real estate market. It's going to be really interesting to see where that ends up. And that's not all bad necessarily because the market's overpriced, I think. I think it's been overpriced for a while.
And all economic things are cyclical to begin with. So,
but that's something that is definitely worth keeping your, keeping your eye on. If you were hoping maybe you're retiring or something like that to get your money out of the house, this may be your last chance to do it. In fact, it may actually be passed. So, meanwhile, I don't even get too excited, but the New York Times, Lee, is flipping out. They have heard that Kash Patel is pushing the heads, managers inside the FBI out, is pushing folks inside the FBI out, is using lie detector tests on folks. He is trying to clear out political appointees.
Good.
Yeah. Meanwhile, John Brennan is flipping out. He says he's worried that the Russian laptop hoaxer and liar and conspirator is worrying that the CIA and FBI won't be apolitical under Trump. They'll no longer be principled individuals. You know, like when the heads of all those agencies and their subheads and their middle managers all signed the 51 spies who lie memo saying Hunter Biden's laptop wasn't real.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That.
Yeah, those folks. Yeah.
Right. Unbelievable.
Well, this is what we've been saying for quite some time, that the Trump administration has got to weed out these folks way on down the line, not just the heads of agencies, but it's got to go very deep because there is a cadre of politically minded, ideologically driven government workers that are not doing what the current administration wants to be done, and what that's what they were elected to do. I mean, that's what the Trump administration was elected to do. President Trump was elected to do. And these folks have an obligation as government employees to follow the edicts of the executive. And if they're not, they need to be gone.
Well, it looks like they're on their way out. New York Times, if you want to read the article, it's called Unease at FBI Intensifies as Patel Ousts Top Officials. Good. So apparently he's begun to go through there firing people. Fantastic. That needs to happen.
Yeah. Hope it happens at the Department of Defense. I hope it happens at the CIA. I hope it happens at the Department of Education, agriculture, energy, everywhere, everywhere. If you're not willing to go along with what the American people voted with, then you need to find another position, another job.
And look, this is just an existential matter of survival, because if we don't clean these places out, the next Republican, maybe it's J.D. Vance who's running for office, maybe it's Marco Rubio, maybe it's who knows who else, they're automatically going to prison. Automatic. Because if you don't clean these people out, that's what they will do. And one of the stories that didn't get a lot of attention, and maybe because there were so many criminal cases against Donald Trump, I mean, 700 years across five cases. One of the things people missed was what happened last summer with Rosemary Collyer, the Trump judge. Remember the classified documents case? They originally wanted it all tried and held in D.C. So they could get Trump that way. They didn't succeed in that. It ended up being sent down to Florida after a whole bunch of legal wrangling. And the only reason Trump's not in prison right now for classified documents fraud and, you know, laundering or whatever they want to call it. Rosemary Collyer, the judge in that case, caught the FBI tampering with the evidence. The only way you could tell what Trump could legally take and what Trump legally couldn't take was the order it was in the boxes. And they swore under oath to the court in their briefings that they had not changed the order of the documents. So this was FBI and DOJ. They did. They got caught and were then forced to admit once again under oath that they had not told the truth. It's called perjury. It's a felony level crime. Well, when that happened last summer, and I was screaming about this, Rosemary Collyer immediately flipped the case on its head and started basically trying the FBI and DOJ. The hearings after that in the summer were not focused on, you know, moving Trump toward his trial date, but were focused on, now tell me again how those documents came to be in that order. Remember the pictures on the floor of the documents as if Trump had scattered them there?
Yeah.
But he didn't. They did it.
Right.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That wasn't the first time they'd put them out of order. They'd tamper with the evidence and lied about it. Again, that's a felony. People should be in prison for that. They should be going to prison for that. I really hope that somebody will be charged for that. But that's just one example. And that's why you never saw that case come to trial. That was supposed to start. That trial was supposed to start in March of last year. But thank God for that, the legal wrangling of it. I mean, this is who they are and what they will do to frame the next Republican. So this is an existential battle for the future of our country, just to be able to have a nominee who does not go to prison. If we fail to clean out these agencies, that is what will happen. They will be waiting for everyone involved with a set of handcuffs when Trump leaves office. Don't kid yourself that anything has changed there. Oh, Trump won. He defeated him. No, he didn't. Not till he cleans him out. So I'm glad to see this is starting. I'm sure, you know, judges will get involved and tell Trump he can't do it.
Well, of course. That's a daily occurrence, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yep. Texter writes, you coined the term FB lie. Trump came up with the auto pen. Yes, he's now calling Biden the auto pen. Which is fantastic. I truly hope that Dan Bongino and Kash Patel can get the FBI cleaned out. And I think the level at which it has to be done. Here's the problem with it is that when you look at, okay, who has been responsible for the hiring for the last 20 years? James Comey was responsible for a lot of it. Robert Mueller. Those are going to be political appointees inside the FBI. That's going to be who got hired. You're not going to hire good, upstanding people unless they happen to slip through the cracks. Because why? You don't want them around.
You know, you're supposed to follow the evidence, not create the evidence.
I know. And I mean, now we're just finding out stuff overnight. For instance, that the FBI and Mueller's team hid Russiagate documents with special coding in the FBI case management database.
It just keeps getting worse.
Yeah, it does. They used a prohibited access code to make Russia collusion documents invisible. That way, Mueller's dirty Democrat lawyers could hide what's called exculpatory evidence. In other words, evidence that Hillary's campaign made the whole thing up and Trump was innocent.
Stuff that regular lawyers, if they hide from the court or the defense, would be in prison for and lose their license.
Worse yet, we're now finding out that General Flynn, who was forced into a guilty plea, so he didn't want to spend the rest of his life in prison for allegedly lying to the FBI, on one count of false statements, there is evidence inside some of these hidden files that would have exonerated him.
Well, of course, yeah.
That's just breaking from the Federalist. People familiar with the investigation of the Russia collusion hoax told the Federalist that senior officials did not know the FBI case management database, Sentinel, allowed agents to conceal the existence of evidence, nor did anyone from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office mention that documents related to the investigation into the Trump campaign had been rendered invisible by the use of prohibited access coding in Sentinel, even though they knew the Department of Justice was investigating the origins and handling of the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. So they are putting, and we don't know what the exculpatory evidence is yet, but they were putting it off limits. They were hiding it in the database. Wow.
Just shaking my head, literally.
Yeah, and you know, and I'll do this in the next segment. I want to draw a line here because Lindsey Graham, as we know, just went to Ukraine, right? And to shake his fist at Russia. Lindsey Graham went to Ukraine along with John McCain and Democrat Amy Klobuchar in December of 2016 to threaten Russia. And he went there as Obama was rolling tanks up to their border and parking them there, over 100 of them. I can't imagine if Russia did that to us in Mexico, how terrifying it was. And you're going to hear Lindsey Graham scream and rage at Russia because Trump has been elected with their help and threaten them with interfering with our democracy, with hacking the DNC server, all things we now know didn't happen. Now, to Russia, what got their attention was not the usual lies of our political class. They're used to that, but the tanks backing them up, which is kind of how we got to where we are today. We'll go back down that road in a minute.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.